We are here for explain to you what is Expo 2015, why we criticize Expo 2015, and how will be the 5 days of mobilization from 29 to 3 of May. Expo is the global exposition of capitalism, and in Expo usually is an exposition where capitalism expose the best things that have done. In this Expo, the Expo 2015 will be the theme of Expo 2015 will be feeding the planet, energy for life. That means in this Expo we will talk about green economy, ecology, and sustainable development. So Expo presenting is itself to us in Milan like an opportunity to create new jobs, opportunity to innovate our city, and an opportunity for talk about alimentation in an ecologistic way. Expo is this place where all these there is a big flair where there are many pavilions of different countries that present what they product inside their territory, and there are also many corporations that have pavilion and present their product. So in general is this place where different capitalists and managers can share and present their product to the all society.
Fermati qua, perché non è il documento.
Vai direttamente.
Ok. When we talk about Expo and what Expo have created in our city, we talk about mainly three things. We call it debt, like public debt, concrete because of the construction, and precarity because of the new changes in the market of labor. This is Expo is have been also a laboratory, like a facility, where our government is trying to test something that is going to improve in our society and in our state. We have two acts. Sblocca Italia, that is a huge economical and really complex law that is a new kind of improving and policy government of the territory along Italy. And another act is Jobs Act, which is which talk about jobs and the kind of contract you have to work. So, as debt, as we see in this picture, you see that point. There are first point, seventh point, eighth points. There are a lot of costs made by the public government of Milan, just the town hall government, and we used to say that we pay Expo three times, because the first time we have to pay to the construction of Expo, and most of the time this money goes to someone who creates who constructs the structure, and usually in Italy market this means that this money disappears, because we know that the most important and famous constructor of buildings in Italy are linked very strongly with mafia and 'Ndrangheta and other crime organization, and also that who constructs something just give work and money to his worker, but then much of the money disappears because he takes all for him. So there's not the redistribution of this money, and this is not creation of new economy. It's like wasting your money or our money. Second time, we have to pay Expo because after Expo, like the overpassed time, Expo will not have will be not able to pay what they have spent to do Expo. So we have to take another money to solve them to solve the debt that the Expo had created. And these are we are afraid that is a creation of debt we have to face in the next years. And so it maybe put us as a city or maybe as a state in a situation like Greece, because if you know the Olympic Games of Athens in 2004 keep Athens and Greece the Olympic Games put the Greek state into a huge kind of debt for the buildings of the Olympics, and so then they are be able to be threatened by bank and other economical subjects. So keeping on. For concrete, when we talk about concrete, we talk about Sblocca Italia. This is an act where the central government take power to decide what we want to build in your city, in your town, without asking you, without democratic control made by the local government. In Expo is an example. In Expo, we have the first time in Italy that we do this. But we expect that this this thing become the rule in all our nation. They build a lot of things for Expo, remain for ages, and we don't know how we do it. We know how we do it. They know why. We don't know why they do it, because we already have an exposition place. Going on concrete, because in Milan they use Expo as an excuse to build up a several kind of infrastructure that they have promised to the city for many years, like highways and new metropolitan line. But the problem is they start to work at this new underground lines, but they never finished in time for 1st May, and the most important one, the one which have to be ready to bring person to Expo, will be ready in 2020. On the other side, they build up a new highway that stops 30 kilometers far from Milan. So it's useless, because you don't reach Milan with a new highway. And it's so useful that some guys from another city center called Pacipaciana, seated in Bergamo, a small town near Milan, they took a video in which they play football in this highway at 5 p.m. because no one uses this, because it's totally useless. And we pay for this. Okay. Last thing. We have precarity. With Sblocca Italia, Expo is like a facility where our government took an experiment to how much they could do without a reaction from the people. They create a new kind of labor relation. And they took the sign from the most bigger trade union. In this new kind of relation, they create a form of free jobs. We call it free jobs because this is a precarity contract without payment for work. You have to work just in the Expo. You have just, for example, showing people the way to the pavilion, or just sing up the person who come in, and or just keep clean your pavilion without pay, without any kind of pay. The only one they try to use as pay is like your like on Facebook that you receive because you work in Expo, or like the voice of "I worked in Expo" in your curriculum curriculum vitae after Expo. This is a new kind of contract, but this is the first time ever in Italy that some kind of things come out, and will be, and probably we expect that this kind of things becomes normal, because it's inside Jobs Act. For next thing, as you can see here in Hamburg, but we also see yesterday, the other days in Frankfurt and the rest of Germany, Expo create a lot, a huge problem of gentrification of places in our city. For example, the neighborhood where we found the new house of Lambretta, the new place of Lambretta, once upon a time was one of the biggest and strongest left-wing neighborhood, also our working-class neighborhood, and they totally destroy it, forbidding the new skyscraper that is the most beautiful thing that they have to show in the expo.
Is this the one with the trees? Or? Yes.
Where is the tree? Yeah, for example, this huge building, this is a famous new building with a lot of garden inside, and they call it a vertical garden. In the exact place where it was a social center many years ago. They evict them, they destroy it, and they build this this kind of stuff. And it's like a quite a problem for us. So now we have to go back.
Can you double click on it, and it might be a bit longer, and you can see it on the top there.
It's so simple when you know how to do it.
Yeah.
70.
Okay. Maybe it's too small, but.
Yeah. If you do a double click on the black thing on the top, then it might be too small. Double click? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Finally.
Yeah, so we criticize Expo for how Expo will be done. So damp cement and
concrete cement
and precarity. But we also criticize.
Wait, Dave. I just remove myself. Oh yes. It looks pretty cool, Dave, from here.
But I. So we criticize how Expo will be done in our city with debt, cement and precarity, but we also criticize what Expo is showing, what Expo represent, and the debacle inside the Expo flair, because Expo present itself like the revolutionary event where we will talk about a good way to talk about feeding and alimentation and food, but there are many contradictions also in this plan, because for this discussion, for this debate, Expo choose some official partners, and these official partners are the big corporation that are nothing of green or ecologist or something like. For example, we will talk in Expo about agriculture with McDonald's. McDonald's will be the official partner of this, and we'll have a big pavilion for talk about agriculture. The official drink, soft drink of Expo will be Coca-Cola, and for talk about, for example, water, we have San Pellegrino, is a property of Nestlé, and is a Italian corporation that want to privatize water. So, yeah, this is just some example of some partner of Expo, and this show which kind of development Expo is promoting. So, Expo is a way where is a big flare where the state nation will be greenwashed, the corporation will be greenwashed, and also the neoliberal system of development will be greenwashed with this marketing campaign about feeding the planet, energy for life. But we know that there is nothing of new. There is just the same model, but show just in a more with more appeal and with more marketing. So other partners, for example, of Expo will be Eni. Eni is a oil company in Italy, and will be the official partner of the development in the African country. But Eni, for example, was inside many scandal for the civil war in Congo, because in Congo there was the most bloody civil war since the Second Worldwide War. There was some millions of die, and for example, Eni used this civil war for use the territory of Congo for make money, or destroy completely the ecosystem of some part of Africa, like the river of Niger. And yes, it's just crazy that this kind of corporation will teach to us how create a green and sustainable system of development. Another big partner of our expo will be Finmeccanica with Selex. Finmeccanica is a product weapons. So also with Finmeccanica there is a project inside the city of Milan. So Milan is the second city with most camera in all Europe after London. But with Expo, Finmeccanica and Selex are improving this, and they will talk to us about security in our society. So this is another crazy thing that, I mean, is we cannot shut our mouth in front of this. And yes, with this partner, we can understand that Expo, inside Expo, we can found really many different things to criticize it, because it's a perfect exposition of the capital system, and there are different struggles that can be united against this big flare. For example, we say that Expo is like a cathedral of the capitalist society, because if we see on the, for example, on the 15th century, the rules of the cathedral was for a show to everybody, oh, God is big. With Expo will be the same, but not with God, with capitalist society. I mean, Expo will be the big flare where people go inside and show how capitalism is cool, how capitalism is good for us and good for our planet. So Attack Expo is also attack a paradigm, a model, and a moment where capitalism is showing himself to the public. So there is also another bad things that Expo have done. There are many other things, but if we talk about the contact and in about the debate inside Expo, there is also one project called Women for Expo, and this is another crazy thing that Expo have done. This project is made for women, and we'll talk about we'll present women like the these women that have to cook, and if you are a woman inside Expo, you can share with your friends cook stuff. And for Expo, this is the rules of women in our society. And for this reason, there is also a gender struggle against Expo, because this is crazy and also stupid for a flare like this, because they really choose. They have done also this in a bad way. So in general, for us Expo will be an opportunity for all the movement, for come all together and try to attack this representation of capitalism during a moment like this. So Expo have also many scandals. For example, just the 40% of Expo will be ready for the 1st of May. So they also spend 1,200,000 euro for cover the pavilion that will be not ready for the 1st of May. They have done 36 cantier was closed for mafia infiltration. So yes, with Expo there is everything, because Expo is a small representation of our big society, and yeah, that's all. Maybe if you have some question, we can we can make the situation more clear, and later we will explain to you how will be the 5 days of mobilization.